Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, in what could be the biggest rugby match in a long time, is only a few hours away. Can we win three Six Nations in a row? I'm delighted to be joined now by former Irish international Shane Byrne. Also joining me is Cameron Hill of Off the Ball, who's shortly going to be heading down to the Aviva. Cameron, I might start with you. The schedule suggested at the start of the year that getting past England at home would lead to a winner-takes-all showdown with the French here in Dublin today. And so it's transpired.
Yeah, I think everybody's had this match as a red letter day in their calendar for quite some time. It's very, very exciting, not least because I suppose it was billed as this Grand Slam decider early on, and then France went and didn't follow the script and lost to England in Twickenham. So they're right in it. I think if France win today, it brings it right down to the wire and brings England back into the mix for the final weekend. So there's so much hinging on this game, not least of which will be a massive encounter anyway, because these two teams just seem to bring the best out of each other.
Yeah, and the French are angry after the loss to England. They're coming here with an attitude that they're going to want to win. And anybody I've talked to is saying that we're certainly not overconfident going into this match today, like we might have been guilty of earlier in the season.
Absolutely. I think everyone I've talked to, whether they're French or Irish fans, nervous is the word they keep going for. They're very fearful of what both sides can bring today. And yeah, like it's whatever about three in a row for us. It's a massive game for Fabien Galthié and his team. Like the fact that they, of the last four championships, they've only won one with a really, really like a golden generation of players after a long time. Like that's a poor return, and it all hinges on this today for them.
Yeah. Let's welcome Shane Byrne, former international. Shane, how are you?
I'm very well, Bobby, and yourself?
Yeah, good to talk to you as always. Tell us about your own track record against the French. Did you have many bad days, or had you more bad days than good?
I had exact 50-50, split right down the middle.
Okay.
I only played against them four times, won two, lost two. And they're a really hard opposition. I think it's been said right, is that this was billed as potentially the Grand Slam, but obviously they let it slip. But one thing that's got to be remembered is to add just a little bit of pressure on Ireland as well, is that if we lose this game, the championship is probably beyond us because they absolutely destroyed Italy.
Yeah, the gold, the points difference.
The points difference, like Italy are unlikely to lose like that again. So it's it's unlikely that we would get the championship, and as well the way the results have gone.
Yeah.
England are back in the hunt as well. So listen, it's playing against the French is always a major, major event, a huge challenge. And I just think this it's going to come down to something as traditional, something that we haven't talked about in a long time because Ireland have been so good. Home advantage, I think, will really count in this.
I was going to ask you that in terms of, you know, going out, the lads going out there today in an environment that's familiar to them with the majority of the crowd being Irish. It will count today, won't it?
It does. It's all the familiar things. It's waking up in surroundings that you're familiar to. All of the things. You just don't have to deal with anything unusual. And you're set into the routine and you're preparing for the game from the minute you're open your eyes, ready for the day. There's so many things happening. Like, we have the three guys stepping down, their last home game. There's 50th caps happening all over the place.
Yeah.
It's really a day for celebration. But, like, I think there's so much of it going on that I don't think, and I'm hoping the RFU aren't going to make too much of a fuss over exactly what's happening, because there's another game to play. But I think that that'll all even everything out. There's so much going on that the guys will just, it'll create the sense of occasion, and hopefully that'll drive us on.
What do you make about the team selection, Shane? Obviously, we're missing Gary Ringrose.
Yeah.
Tadhg Furlong won't be with us. Ronan Kelleher. But the Antoine Dupont factor, and, you know, Jemison Gibson-Park has been playing out of his skin. Would he be able to manage Dupont today?
Yeah, well, look, a whole team have to manage Dupont. As far as Gibson-Park's concerned, I think we should stop. He's been mentioned in the level of, look, he's the second best scrum half in the Northern Hemisphere. I reckon Dupont is the best in the world at the moment, and our Gibson-Park is second best in the world at the moment, in form. He's playing absolutely superb. If Dupont wasn't around, there wouldn't be a debate. The work rate he's getting through. But it's very unusual. France, with Intermac back, you know, there's so much rotating around Dupont, is that we know exactly what we have to do. We know we have to just hold him down, keep him going, that he can't just rule the game as he always does in his roaming role that he has. Hold him into rooks, frustrate him. Because the one thing you don't want the game to go is just loose. Because that's, as we all know, traditionally, France absolutely thrive on a loose game. Ireland have to be structured, patient, and when the opportunity comes, they've got to be clear.
Yeah. What about you, Cameron, in terms of the team selection? Some question mark over Jamie Osborne, a fine player. Any concerns around him being selected over?
Yeah, well, that was flagged as it was Mac Hanshin being out with a quad injury was the update given during the week. But you have to say that that must be tactical. Like, the fact that Ireland have gone for 6-2 on the bench and might be down a back option when Jamie Osborne can fill basically anywhere in the back five. So
yeah,
that feels very, very interesting. He's got a left and a right boot according to Simon Easterby. And I think the kicking game is going to be crucial today. The French back three, they love running onto a kick and they have big boots themselves, but the aerial battle they're not particularly strong in.
What about the bench selection? There's been a lot of talk about, you know, all these bruisers waiting to come on in the second half. Is that a risky strategy? It's a relatively new strategy in rugby terms.
Absolutely, and it is a calculated risk, I guess. I think maybe Fabien Galthié has looked at the reserve options that he has, the likes of Hugo Oradou, Oscar Jagu, Anthony Jalon, Manny Mayafu. All of those players would have felt that they could have made the starting team too. So to come on with maybe half an hour to go is huge. And I think France have looked at how Ireland have started games this year. Remember, they've come from behind against England and Wales, having not performed as well as they could have in the first half, but the bench has really made the difference in those games. And maybe France have looked at that as, we need to negate that and negate the effort that Ryan Baird, James Ryan and Jack Conan can give them. That might be what they're doing, but as you say, it is such a risky thing. If a player goes down in the first 20 minutes, as happened for Scotland against Ireland a couple of weeks ago, it can...
Yeah, you end up with a prop out on the wing or something, Shane, yeah?
That's where we like to hang out. You know? Not very usefully, unfortunately. But it is dead right what he's saying, is that they're one injury away from their game plan going completely awry. If one of the centres go down or something like that, it really is a risk. Look, the one thing, I'm not as you know, stressed about the fact that they're going to completely change their pact in the second half, because I think our led by Conan, I think the impact our benches has been absolutely superb.
Yeah.
So we'll match an awful lot of it. But the one thing is Wes Crowley, the way he plays when he comes on, he's playing absolutely superb. He takes the game to the defence. So, okay, you might have fresh guys, but if the ball is still getting moved around, these gaps are still going to appear. And as long as Ireland just stick to their guns, and which they have when they've played well throughout the Six Nations, there's been a patience within the way that they've been playing. And that's what I think is very, very important against this French side. Because, listen, there is huge pressure on this French side. Like, even going back to the World Cup, what they haven't done in the last while, the pressure's on Galtier.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts on that? The pressures that are on, well, there's pressures on both teams, but Galtier really has to deliver here, doesn't he? Otherwise, people are going to be calling for his head.
Absolutely. And I think some of his methods have maybe been called into question. We had James Collin on Monday Night Rugby on Off the Ball this week, and he was explaining that Galtier is a total technocrat. He loves the technical aspects of the game and setting up the plays, but mightn't be the people person that other coaches like Andy Farrell, for instance, would be. So he's under huge pressure. I think, as Shane mentioned, that World Cup quarterfinal against South Africa, it's amazing. That's the first thing the French fans tend to bring up, is just how disappointing that was and how the hangover kind of persisted when they went to Marseille last year and lost to Ireland, and it was kind of a damp squib. So big pressure today.
Last word to you, Shane. Can we ask you to call it, if you would?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolutely cracking game. I really do. I think the attacks from both sides are so strong. There's going to be plenty of movement in the scoreboard. I think it's going to be reasonably high scoring, but I think Ireland are going to win by two.
Win by two with a high scoring game, so like 28-26 or something.
At least. I genuinely think it's going to be a very much a nail biter.
Well, look, enjoy the game, Shane. Thanks for joining us. And last word to you, Cameron, in terms of how do you think it's going to go?
I think I'll agree with Shane, Ireland by two, but I'll probably have changed my mind by the time the ads roll.
All right. Well, look, thanks indeed. You're heading off there, down there now, Cameron. I won't be long after you after this show is over, but enjoy the day, and it's going to be a big one, folks. Big thanks to Shane Byrne and Cameron Hill.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.